WOOC correspondent Ellie Irons attended Wednesday night's public hearing on Sheriff Patrick Russo's decision to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Community members Siobhan Burke and John Flanders spoke out in support of immigrants in Rensselaer County.
My name is Siobhan Burke. I'm a resident of Troy. I live at 2333 15th Street. And I am here as a steering committee member of ICE Free Capital District and a volunteer with the Troy Sanctuary Campaign. And we're here tonight to express disappointment. Really is not an adequate word for the failure of democracy that the sheriff has demonstrated, and frankly that was demonstrated a few moments ago in the Rules Committee meeting, where our legislators who we elected to represent us did not, for the most part, reflect what you've heard month after month from your constituents who have bothered to come out to speak on this issue. There's been plenty of opportunity, of course, for people to support 287G, and that message has not been heard half as clearly, I think, as the message that you see reflected right there. That's almost a separate issue from the fact that the sheriff has refused to speak publicly on this issue to address his constituents and the community that he purports to serve and protect. For him to refuse to answer questions publicly under the guise of wanting to, well, I shouldn't say guise, right? Because he said pretty clearly that he wants to prevent protesters from having a platform, which I think is just another way of saying that our right to assemble and our right to free speech is collateral damage as far as he's concerned, in pandering to what I think actually, having spoken to many conservatives on this issue, is a fairly small but vocal subsection of his constituency. I come from a dairy farming family in Southern Tier, New York, originally. I know plenty of farmers up here too. They know that our agricultural industry and our economy as a whole would come to a screeching halt without immigrants. They know that the vast majority of immigrants, documented and otherwise, are fine people who deserve our respect, who deserve dignity, who deserve permanent protection. And I will make this a little personal tonight. I was the daughter of an undocumented immigrant, or to be more precise, when I was born, my father had achieved permanent protected status as a resident of the United States under Ronald Reagan's amnesty. And I think that speaks to how dramatically far to the right this conversation has shifted in just a generation. The messages that we're hearing from the sheriff about MS-13 are window dressing on a much deeper issue, which is the racism that informs this conversation. My father was never picked up for driving while Irish. He was an open IRA sympathizer who actively fundraised for Sinn Féin, but he didn't have to worry,
Ms. Burke,
about being seen as a terrorist.
1 minute, Ms. Burke, please.
Thank you. The people that ICE is summarily rounding up aren't criminals. The majority of them aren't gang members. They're people who get caught up in these raids. And their only crime is living in this country undocumented, called brown and black. And if our immigration laws had a shred of justice in them, they would be granted amnesty years ago. And for this legislature to fail to recognize their humanity, to fail to prioritize their well-being for what is, for our sheriff, a quick grab at the spotlight, is unforgivable. And you will be seeing more of us. This conversation isn't over. We're not here to make one last stand and then sweep this under the rug. We're not moving on. Whether this contract is for 1 year or two, you're going to be hearing from us every month until you reverse your position and until the sheriff reverses his position. So let's get to know each other.
Thank you, Ms. Burke.
I happen to be a member of the Detroit Area Labor Council, which has taken a position on this issue. The council actually endorsed Sheriff Russo a year or two ago, but we have written a letter and taken a vote, unanimous vote, opposing this move for 287 or whatever the title of it is. The Detroit Area Labor Council, as most progressive unions, understands that the purpose of making a certain portion of the workforce quote-unquote illegal is a divide-and-conquer strategy to create a situation where employers can pay very low wages to immigrant workers and at the same time use that underpaid workforce against the native-born workers who are in unions. It's not in the interest of working people at whatsoever. And basically what we're developing in this country is an apartheid labor situation. I don't think anybody here would probably raise their hand to support the former South Africa's racial policies of apartheid, but in fact, the reality is what we're doing here in the United States is creating an apartheid situation with this whole category of quote-unquote illegal immigrants.
And you want to tell me what organization you're with?
I'm here representing Ice Free Capital District as a steering committee member and also as a volunteer with the Troy Sanctuary campaign.
Excellent. And could you give us a quick summary of what happened this afternoon? I know you were here earlier as well.
Yeah, I was here to sit in on the Rules Committee meeting, which this evening passed a resolution supporting the sheriff, essentially in his efforts to detain what I believe they referred to as aliens, red human beings living in this country without documentation. And they voted down a resolution that would have called on the sheriff to withdraw this 287G agreement. And so we followed up here tonight with a few dozen people coming out in a blizzard to voice their opposition to 287G and to say shame on Sheriff Russo, shame on the Rensselaer County Republican legislators for refusing to be accountable to the public on this issue, for refusing to be transparent and to make a substantial justification for this program. And I think we got that message across loud and clear. We were, again, unanimous in our opposition. There was no support voiced for the program, and that's been a consistent theme.
Cool. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was WOOC reporter Ellie Irons speaking with Siobhan Burke. The public is invited to share additional public comments at the county legislators' regular meeting on Tuesday, March 13th at 6 p.m.